This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're somebody that can't get your car into the garage, call us 909-1065 or send us a text message to 73389 and tell us why the hell not. Because recent data came out, not quite sure why they did data on this, but they found that over a third of Americans cannot get their car into the garage because it's so cluttered. And I cannot understand this.
You can't understand why people have too much stuff in their garage?
No. And this is not me being, like, high and mighty here. I just don't get it. Ever since my wife and I have owned a home, we've always been able to get both cars in the garage.
Okay,
it seems like just a matter of organization.
Okay, well, your last house, you were a family of eventually two kids. But so you had probably less stuff than other people.
That is true. That's true.
The people with more kids. But also, you have a third bay in your garage right now. You basically have an extra space that's big enough that you could park a car in there that you have shelves and stuff in.
Don't a lot of people have third bays out here?
I don't have a third bay in mine.
You don't have a garage.
Well, yes, I do.
Your mother has a garage.
We have a garage.
You're the only person. I know two people, you being one of them, that have a third bay.
Really?
Do the other people in your family have a third bay? Do your in-laws?
No.
Does your brother? Does your mother?
No.
Okay. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very lucky.
You're so blessed.
So wait a second. If you don't have a third bay in your garage, then where do you put your stuff?
You put it in the garage, stupid.
Yeah, I have shelves all around my garage, like all the sides.
Can you
shelves.
Get a car in your garage?
Two cars, actually, and they're two big cars.
Well, then Kevin's making my point then. Okay. I don't want to hear the I only have a two-car garage argument. He only has a two-car garage, and he can still get the cars in the garage.
There's no way in their house they have as much stuff as people with full families.
I don't know. Have you met Kevin? Think about how much Flash memorabilia and Pop Funko objects.
In his room so he can enjoy
it. No, I moved it to the garage because I was trying to bed women.
Oh, right. Okay. Also, they're not big on decorating for holidays. Mm-mm. So they don't have a bunch of decorating
That's
bins,
true.
I'm sure.
I mean, a lot of people are texting into 73389 and the word, well, we camp. Comes up a lot. And I guess camping requires an awful lot of stuff.
I was just about to say, like, camping, like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that his family does not do that requires things. I mean, how about this? Bicycles. Bicycles alone.
Hang bicycles on the wall.
That's where we hang our ladders.
Yeah, you've got lots of walls.
No, the other walls are built-in shelves.
Okay, well,
are being a little uppity for somebody with a third bay.
Well, it sounds like third bay is something that uppity people should be.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
If you didn't have the third bay,
mm-hmm.
how many cars could you fit in your garage?
But it didn't have the third bay. That's a good question. I'm not quite sure. I can't even picture a house.
Because that third bay is full of shelves.
Yeah.
Full of bins,
mm-hmm.
decorating things.
Mm-hmm.
So where would you put those things?
Well, one of the kids would have to lose their bedroom. What? Getting off of California for a second. This wasn't a third of Californians. This was a third of Americans. Most of this country has basements. So if you have a basement, what is your excuse
now
for not being
able
to put your cars in your garage?
Okay, so having never had a basement, don't some people turn their basements into, like,
more living space?
Yeah.
You carpet it and you put drywall up? Yeah, but when you do that, basements are so big that you often have a storage room in your finished basement as well.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Why does this seem like such a bad thing to put your things in the garage and park your precious cars out on the driveway? Who cares?
I mean, you're setting yourself up for criminals. They're going to
really
break into your car.
Okay, so according to this, fewer than 24% of single-family homes in this country have basements.
How much?
Fewer than 24%.
No way. No way can
that
be true.
To the U.S. Census.
More than less
of construction.
Less than 24% of houses in America. Houses in America have basements.
Single family homes, it says.
Can you not build a basement in the Midwest? Can you not build a basement? Everywhere I went had a basement.
So this says that since
I grew
2000, fewer and fewer homes are built with basements.
Well, that's the problem. What are we doing? There's a trend where we're getting rid of basements. We need to stop building up and start digging down. We're going to build down. That's what we're going to do. That's my agenda for 2023.
Well, that's what you're going to run on?
Build down.
Build?
What does that mean, Gavin? You figure it out.
You tell me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.